a big day. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sit down together for the first time in months later this afternoon. There will be smiles and handshakes for the photo ops, but getting to yes might be testy. The two have to figure out how to raise the debt ceiling to pay the country's bills before we all turn into pumpkins, which could be as soon as June 1st. Economists warn without raising that debt ceiling, the U.S. will default on its loans. Biden wants to raise the debt ceiling and pay the bills without the quid pro quo spending cuts that McCarthy wants, and neither is budging. So let's bring in someone who's been in these rooms. Tom Kahn is now a distinguished fellow at American University, but he was the longest-serving staff director in history for House Budget Committee Democrats there back in 2011 when the U.S. came within 2 days of defaulting on its loans. Tom, what do you guess the tension will be like in that room today?
I think you could cut it with a knife. You've got four people there who realize that we are on the brink of default. This is the most dangerous time in U.S. history in terms of the likelihood of default, and we don't have much time in order to resolve the disagreement.
Right. And we know how tense it can be. Back in 2011, President Obama had control of Congress when he took office, but Republicans won back the House in 2010. In the midterms, that's similar to what happened in 2022. But President Obama started negotiations with Republican House Speaker John Boehner with a proposed list of spending cuts. President Biden is saying no cuts. For Obama, when he made that proposal, it was seen as a mistake. Remind us why.
Well, some people believe it was a mistake because they, in hindsight, did not think that Republicans would negotiate in good faith and actually come to the middle. And ultimately, that was correct. They did not. And that's why we came within 48 hours of default. That's why we were unable to reach an agreement. Republicans were insisting on very, very deep, unacceptable spending cuts and would not agree to any significant revenue increases, tax increases. This time, I think we're in a far more dangerous situation than in 2011.
Well, but explain why. And first, some are saying that overture that Obama made, and it did no good, is what's informing President Biden today. And Democrats are saying, you can't hold the debt ceiling hostage over spending cuts. The time to fight for those is during spending debates. And some of the things the Republicans want to cut now include tax incentives for much-needed alternative energy. So Democrats are saying, why extend that olive branch? It wasn't taken back then. But do you think that now Democrats, as you just said, it seems more dangerous, they have to give some ground on spending cuts?
I don't think there's any way around it. I think it's inescapable because the only way that the House of Representatives under Republican control will raise the debt ceiling is if there are some spending cuts. Now, there is a two-track approach. Congress can raise the debt ceiling in one bill, and in a separate bill, they can agree to spending cuts. So the two theoretically would not be linked. But I don't see any way the House will raise the debt ceiling without some spending cuts.
So what about a short-term deal? People have talked about the so-called patch deal.
Well, a short-term bill is a realistic option. The problem is it just kicks the ball down the road. The reason why I think the situation is much more dangerous now is because you have a far more right-wing Republican Party with some members actually willing to default if they don't get their way. And we have a much weaker speaker. We have the weakest speaker in at least 50 years. And that means that he has no flexibility, virtually no flexibility in negotiations.
Well, let's remind people why you feel that way, and others do as well, because he traded away a lot of his power. In order to get the speakership over 14 or 15 votes, he allowed for just one member of his party to unseat him.
That's exactly right. And bear in mind that this year, the Republicans have only a four-seat margin compared to Democrats, whereas in 2011, Speaker Boehner had a much larger margin and much more flexibility in terms of cutting a deal.
So I hear you critical of both sides of the aisle. Democrats may have to accept spending cuts, maybe put it in two separate bills, and Republicans are being, more extreme than in the past.
That's correct. I think that somehow or another, there's going to have to be some discussions, and there's going to have to be some give on both sides. But frankly, I think that the White House has a terribly difficult negotiating position right now because it's dealing with another side which is so intractable and so far to the right. And as you said before, Speaker McCarthy is depending on some of the most far-right members of his own conference just to stay in office.
Tom Kahn, if you were in that room again, just very, very briefly, what's the one thing you'd say to each side?
That for the sake of the country, we absolutely have to raise the debt ceiling, and somehow we need to find some kind of an agreement. I would say to House Republicans, if you are serious about deficit reduction, then put tax increases on the table as well as spending cuts. That's a serious proposal for deficit reduction. And I would say, look, the deficit and debt are too big, and I think doing something about it is important, but not now and not using the debt ceiling as a hostage.
That's Tom Kahn, a former staff director for the House Budget Committee Democrats in the 2011 debt ceiling crisis. He's now a distinguished fellow at American University. Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. It's been a pleasure.